this morning from our Atlanta studios. Roland Martin, what are you doing in Atlanta?
Speaking, actually moderating a panel of the Spelman Women of Color Leadership Conference, and so I'll be doing that this morning about 11:30.
Yeah.
And I will have an ascot in the colors of Spelman. Folks, Tom, the folks in Newport News weren't happy that I did not wear an ascot to my speech there. And I told them the speech was on poverty. Now, come on. I had to wear a tie. But I will be wearing the Spelman colors. We'll be rocking the ascot. So looking forward to seeing them on the campus of Spelman.
Rocking the ascot tour.
Rocking the ascot.
Okay. I'll be in Atlanta on Sunday morning to do commencement for Morehouse.
All right. Then.
My man, Janarla Wilson is graduating, Roland.
That is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Stick with honors.
It.
Congratulations.
Get that degree.
Second chance.
Mm-hmm. Hey, get absolutely a second chance. Absolutely a second chance. This morning, Tom, we're talking about, of course, so many people saddened by the passing of the godfather of Go-Go, Chuck Brown. And so Sugar Bear reached out to us and wanted to chat about it. Sugar Bear, how you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm holding on. Everything is good up here in D.C.
You know what? I was, first of all, flying from Tampa to Atlanta yesterday when I saw the news, and lots of stories out there. And it was interesting, just, again, the love that Chuck was getting from folks all across the country. I was checking Twitter, and, man, that were folks who were black, who were white, outside of the DMV, who were talking about his music and his influence.
Oh, yes, indeed. He definitely is a major star. You know, if you don't know him, you will.
Sugar Bear.
Yeah,
and that reminds me, Sugar Bear, there's so many people who are listening, so many people that are texting and saying, who was Chuck Brown? Would you give us the history of Go-Go music and its founder, Chuck Brown?
Chuck Brown was like James Brown, the godfather of soul, but he's the godfather of Go-Go. He originated his Go-Go sound here in Washington, D.C. And when you hear songs like Doing the Butt and, you know, Shake Your Thing, Bustin' Loose, Party Time, The Curtis Blow, Gravestone, Stay to Rhythm. That's all Go-Go influenced music, you know, based by Chuck Brown. You know, that's where it come from. And it's party music, so, you know, the party always go on. Every party you've been to, you hear the Go-Go track. And it's all back to Chuck Brown more than 40 years ago, four decades.
Now, Sugar Bear, Chuck would make a young person get tired. I mean, when he was performing, I mean, he never sat down.
Yeah, that's one thing about Go-Go music. You know, we live, we play. So we can play, you know, like 2 hours straight without stopping. Where DJs and other acts might take a break, we'll keep going. That's just in our blood. We just go like that. They have to make us stop. And Go-Go music never stops.
Never stops.
Never stops. The party goes on.
What about, again, the influence? I mean, obviously, in terms of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, such a legend. Do you believe that he didn't really get his props, you know, in terms of nationally, internationally, in terms of being able to influence so many other genres as well?
I definitely believe that. I mean, Chuck, you know, when you see him live, it's you say, where has this cat been all my life? Mm-hmm. And he's a great musician. I mean, he's a great musician along with the Go-Go music, man, you know. And I really think that he didn't truly get it deserved like he should have got. You know, we both Grammy-nominated musicians. And, you know, I'm just happy about that. He was happy for me when we made Doing the Butt because that was Go-Go music in that, too. So, you know, I'm just saying, yeah, he should have been definitely bigger than what he was.
But. Now, he did win a Grammy last year with Jill Scott for the song Love, but I got to ask you this question. How many pair of boots did Chuck Brown own?
I say about 30. Cowboy boots. and he was a well-dressed man, and he looked good all the time. Yeah. Always looked good. Smiling with that gold tooth.
That gold tooth.
Yeah, gold tooth. As well
just
as they had as well.
Power. Just like a godfather, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, the last time I saw him was at the Huggy Lowdown Chris Paul comedy concert several months ago.
Right.
And man, whenever he walked into the room, he was royalty.
Yeah.
People would just get up and say, wind me up, Chuck, wind me up, Chuck. And he definitely was a people person, so he get a love right back to his people. That's why everybody loves him, gonna miss him.
Well, I got to ask you this question here. I tweeted this yesterday, Tom. Sugar Bear, what was the song that God requested when Chuck Brown got to the pearly gates?
Busting Loose. I feel like Busting Loose.
Well, I would have picked Block Party, but
no, I say Busting Loose.
Well, it's a party going on now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because Chuck said, I'm free now.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Sugar Bear, we appreciate your thoughts reminiscing about the godfather of go-go, Chuck Brown. May he rest in peace. And prayers to his family as well.
All right, thank you. We love you.
All right, Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear from EU.